Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
I really like the atmosphere in the Word Encounter service today, and I pray that it will continue. Yes, I realize that the stage bassoons are not quenching the spirit. So if you're a member seated, you're a sitting star, don't also quench the spirit. Because during worship time, I realize that some people were now chatting. Hey, why? Please, it's not because of you the dove will go away. We want the dove to stay. So please, yes, quench not the spirit. Amen. And by the grace of God, as the service name is the Word Encounter Service, there's a wedding season for us that the Lord has anointed our pastor with once again. And church, as we stand on our feet with Jesus' joy, help me welcome our pastor, our teacher, with the Word of God for us this morning.
He holds my life, Jesus the man of Galilee. Can you lift your voice together and bless him? Whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way. He holds my life. Jesus of Galilee. Whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way. Oh, he holds the raging storm of my life and keeps me.
Want to find that Bible this morning, we want to make our confession. Ask your neighbor, do you have a confession to make this morning? What's our confession? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I've been watching some people's Bibles or the lack of it. Anyway, take your seat. Hallelujah. What a lovely service. Amen. Oh, amen. I think we should put our hands together for the stage bassoons. We've enjoyed all of them today. Yeah, we've really enjoyed all of you today. Amen and amen. Sometimes when you come to church, you don't know what burden you are carrying. So as you come, sometimes maybe it's the worship, maybe it's the praises, maybe it is the acting, maybe it's the something, but it just ministers to you. Are you there? Oh, I said, are you there? Yeah. And it's now time for the Word of God. But before we go into that, let me just give you a few announcements. As usual, on Tuesday, we're going to be here with our God Lovers service. Just don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. Amen. Then, by now, you should know that we are expecting a major visit at the end of this month. Amen. The 25th, the 26th of June, we have Bishop Saki with us for Sounds of Joy. Amen. Have you been praying? Have you been fasting? We are praying. We are preparing. Hallelujah. Are you there? And you want to make sure you don't miss it. Please block off that weekend, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. On the 27th, we're going to be here. FCBPI is going to be hosting us. And we will have a breakfast meeting. Listen, they told me that when they put all their costs together, the ticket is 100 cedis per person. But because, Charlie, so you bring so people can manage it. So they've tried to bring it down to 70. Are you there? Uh-huh. Please, can you tell me, but I would have liked to give you free breakfast, but you know that there's nothing free in this world. Uh-huh. So try. Please, at the end of service, who's going to have the tickets? Who has the tickets? All right. Please, our brother, please, here. You see our brother, Ogashawama. He has a name. So you see brother Isaac after church and get your ticket. Amen. Please, we have printed a fixed number of tickets. So please, don't delay. There's no last minute. Don't appear on Saturday morning that's coming to buy at the gate. There's nothing like that. Because food is also not elastic. We cannot reduce people's portion because you have now come. You know what I mean? We're going to give two eggs and two sausages. Then you have come. Then we have to start giving one egg, one sausage. We won't do at all. It won't work. We have planned to enjoy the breakfast. But we've also planned to bring in somebody as well. Amen. Oh, are you there? Yeah. I'm very happy to announce to you that Bishop Saki will be with us also on the Sunday, the 28th. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You see, all the other ones is for him pouring out to other people. Bring, but the Sunday is for, it is for us. It's for us. It's for us. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this ministration. Are you there? Are you there? I think we have a flyer. It would be nice to see the flyer. We thank you for the pictures, but it's nice to see the flyer as well. Amen. And so we have a lot of work to do before then. We've started to pray into it. And I know that God is going to answer us. Amen. And I'm believing God for a mega, mega, mega impartation. I told you last week, I can remember sermons from this man of God that I've heard. Media, you are out of order. You don't have your flyer for such, at such a time like this. Honestly. Honestly, honestly. But are you in the church? And is understanding coming? And are we going to do our best? Yeah. So that weekend, it's not the weekend your family head is calling you for a meeting. It's not the weekend your father is summoning you to a meeting. It's not a weekend that your boss has sent you. It's not a weekend that your lazy demons will arise. So you block it. The way to keep it is to just pray over it and say, Lord, keep this weekend for me. You know what I mean? There are some people, they call out of respect, you have to go. They are not calling that weekend. And the way to protect a certain time is to just hold it before the Lord. Are you there? Now, Lord, these particular dates, I really want to be around. And you just hold it there. You day or you not day? I also have people, when they call, the answer is yes. Uh-huh. So I also pray about such things. That, Lord, that particular weekend is not inside. Are you there? Please ask your neighbor, who can call you and you have to go? Who can call? Who can call? Some of you, even if the mosquito in the house is calling, you'll be going. I'm talking about proper calls. You know what I mean? From somebody that you can't say no. Uh-huh. So we just pray that, Lord, that weekend, hold it for us. It's our time. And we are believing you. Amen. Then I'm announcing the First Love Conference also from the 8th to the 12th. Yeah. 8th to 12th of August. You see, it looks as if nobody's registering, you know, but don't be fooled, though. Some of you be saying that, oh, I'm waiting when it becomes, eesh, please, don't do that. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that all your friends will go and they will leave you. Some people thought Benny Hinn, nobody would come. They were shocked to find that all their friends had gone. Amen. Well, we are still on the Holy Spirit. How many of us have been enjoying that series? It's a series ministering to you. I hope this week, maybe you're about to do something. Remember that, hey, the Holy Spirit is with me. I don't want the dove to, I don't want, yeah, let me not, you're about to insult the mate. They say, no. If I do that, he will not be comfortable, you know. Are you there? And then it just makes you, you just mellow a little bit. Hallelujah. I've been very blessed by this series. Amen. You are there or you have traveled? Hey, you have come to visit me in quietness. What has happened? Are you okay? Is everything all right? Amen. But I think that this series is such an important one, and I really pray that you take it and it will just change your life. You see, if you really, really begin to understand who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. Amen. You see, and you understand that he's there for you. You know, today we're going to be talking about another picture. You see, the Bible calls him many things, trying to give us pictures of who he is and what he does. It helps us to relate. You see, last week, when we thought of a dove, no, we were able to understand the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. Because we all know that birds, as soon as you come around, apart from some ugly birds, you know the ones I'm talking about? Ah, some ugly birds. Ah. I remember some prayer meeting that we're having. And then they came. They landed. Two of them landed on the stage. And then they were walking majestically. They rather were looking at us that we are disturbing their peace. But the usual thing is that a bird, as soon as you begin to, you know, if you create a little something, no, it easily goes. So you immediately see, that's the aspect of the Holy Spirit. Easily lands, just softly flutters, but also easily lifts and easily goes. Are you there? Today we're going to be talking about the river of the Holy Spirit. The river of the Holy Spirit. You know, we could even have called it the waters of the Holy Spirit, only that the waters are so many and so different, we wouldn't have finished. So we are limiting it to the river. Are you there? Because when you read the Bible, you see that so many places, they talk about the water of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it's the well of the Spirit. And sometimes it's the flow of the, you know, of the waters. So there are different dimensions meaning different things. But today we'll be talking about the well. And you can find everything that is being preached about, you can find it in the book, the anointing, the flow of the anointing by our Father. You can download it, Flow in the Anointing. It's free of charge. And that's the Telegram link, t.me/FLC feed, F-E-E-D. The books are there and they are free of charge. And it's just to help you. You see, some of you, even when they dash you the book, right, you will not read it. It's a real problem. Eesh. Are you there? Because at the end of the day, all the preaching, all the dimensions we're talking about, we have only time to introduce you to one or two aspects. And if you had the book with you and you went a little further, you get a little deeper. Maybe the example that was given to you didn't particularly minister to you. But as you go through, then you find another one that ministers more to you. Are you in the church? So please make an effort to get this book and to actually... I remember going for a convention one time. I was going to preach on this and I said I'd preach on the oil and the river. The whole convention, I think I couldn't move away from the oil. We stayed there the whole 3 days. Yeah. I was like, you know... Or let's do a number of things so that people get the picture. But actually, there was so much in the oil alone that we just stayed there, the whole convention. Whole convention. Are you in the church? So get the book yourself. Use it for your quiet time. Use it for your time. You see, there's a lot of their time. Well, we say we are busy, but there's a lot of their time. How many of us have sat in the trotter waiting for it to be full before? It's one of the most frustrating things in life. Especially because it's when you are in a hurry. Every day. What do you call it? VIPs getting full and going. But the day you are going, that day alone, you were the number one and there are 50 seats to fill. And you are just there killing time. Nothing's happening. Charlie, then you take out your book and you are reading. You see, nowadays we don't wait much in the bank because Momo has come to deliver us from a lot of things. But there was a time when you'd be sitting in the bank. If you're in commercial bank, we used to laugh that you would touch every chair. Every chair that is there, you know, as people are moving, you touch every chair, you'll be moving until it's your turn. And in such times, you have these things to help you. You go to the doctors, may you never be sick, you're going for a friend or somebody else. But as you go, you are waiting. Are you there? These are all dead times that are just free. You know, when you are going to see the doctor, it's one of the most painful. You can't vex and go. If you vex and go, is it not your sickness you are going? So you'll be there. Get the book. Just be written. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Let's start today's message from John chapter 14 and verse 17. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is one of the topics I love in my life, I tell you. Yeah, because I can see that, the solution to so many things. This is a companion who deba. And I'm reading in the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible, every word that is translated, it gives you all the meaning. So you get a fuller view, you know. Sometimes in the others, they are forced to just pick one word. But here, they put it all there. That's why sometimes if you're in a hurry, it's not Amplified you want to read. But by the time you reach the middle, you are lost. But if you have time, Amplified is really good. Look at this scripture. We know it in the King James, but here it is in the Amplified. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, or the world cannot welcome, or the world cannot take to its heart. Why? Because it does not see him or know and recognize him. all the things we've been talking about is to help us to know and to recognize him. They said, but you know and recognize him. Because what? He lives with you constantly. Constantly. Those of you who have been singing songs and nobody likes me, I'm alone. Never say it again, at least not if you're a believer. Because the Holy Spirit is with you constantly. He's always there. The fact that you are not aware is you're not being aware, but he's there. Are you in the church? Do you know that you can be in a house and you know that there's a dog there? Sorry for the use of that example, but it just comes to mind. It doesn't mean it is not there. It is there. If you like, go out at the wrong time. Hey, many years ago, one of our bishops was almost chewed. Hey, Charlie. The outside of the house was so serene. He just thought that, Charlie, as I'm having my quiet time, let me just go outside and... Charlie, the dog was there. When he exited, before he could say... And the good guard dogs, they don't warn you that they are coming. Oh, man. Hey, his host was the one who almost died. Your bishop has come sleeping in your house and the dog is chewing. You are there. Thank God the Holy Spirit is not like a dog and he doesn't chew us. But I'm just making the point that the fact that you are not aware is your lack of sensitivity. It's not his lack of being there. So he's there. And the Bible says constantly, ask your neighbor, whose report will you believe, your own or the Holy Spirit? Or the Bible, which one will you believe? Which one will you believe? The day you begin to believe it, that day you begin to be aware that he's there. Then he goes on to say, and he will be in you. I want you to tell your neighbor that, listen, you are the one who doesn't respect me, but the Holy Spirit is with me and in me. Especially if you are sitting by your big sister or your big brother. You don't have big sisters, big brothers, no, Charlie. We think that, tell them the Holy Spirit, he is with me and in me. Hey, tomorrow when you go to work and your boss is doing keche, just say to yourself, this man, he should be there. He doesn't know that the Holy Spirit is with me and in me. Are you there? You are going to do an exam or an interview and you are feeling intimidated. You say that they don't know, but the Holy Spirit is with me and in me. As you begin to acknowledge him, you begin to be aware of him. You will not be afraid. Are you there? You ask any young guy who is in SHS 1 and his brother is in SHS 3. He has confidence that you know not of. Charlie, his brother is around. Are you there? His brother is around. So even though some senior is standing somewhere and shouting, one small boy, you see that he's not. Hey, the Holy Spirit is more than your big brother or your big sister. And he is with you and in you. Amen. Am I talking to some people this morning? Now, we have been talking to him. I want to share another scripture with you in Ezekiel 47. In verse 1, you know, in the Old Testament, the temple of God was a physical thing. In the New Testament, the temple is you. So many things that concerned the temple in the Old Testament concerns you and me also today. And it goes on, he says, in Ezekiel 47, 1, he says, then he brought me to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold. Tell your neighbor, the water must flow. The water must flow. The river must flow. Hallelujah. It must flow. Amen. And we see this water moving and moving. 1 Corinthians 3:16. When you come to church, please be ready to do open to. 1 Corinthians 3:16 is a very powerful scripture. And it says, know ye not that you are the temple of the living of God? Are you seeing it? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. So as that they were talking about the temple and the water was flowing from under, that's how I am the temple today, and the water must flow. The river must flow. Are you in the church? The river must flow. Hallelujah. It says, and the Spirit of God dwells with you. Amen. More verses. Tell your neighbor more verses. John 4:14. You should like the verses. If you don't like it, pray and say, Lord, I don't like. Help me to like. John 4:14. And whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Are you there? Obviously, he's not talking about the physical cup of water you are drinking, the cup you didn't wash. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal, everlasting life. One of the things, you see, as we are talking about the Holy Spirit, he's in us. He's like a well in us. Are you there? Like a well in us. So that's the reason why the Lord says that for God is at work in you to will and to do, because the well of the Holy Spirit is there. Yeah. Philippians 2:19. You know, some of these scriptures, if you are wise, you will write them. I mean, that's how I learned the Bible. I'll go to church. Sorry, 2:13. I'll write down every scripture. Then during the week, I'll be on them. That's how I learned to quote scripture. By the time I'm arriving the next Sunday, I'd have chewed the scriptures, Baba. Yeah. And those are the scriptures still keeping me today. It's not the one I'm chewing today. At this age, when I chew one, it goes this way and comes out here. But that time, the ones from that time, they have stayed with me till now. Are you in the house? Yeah. You see. So he's at will. So there's this well of the Holy Spirit. Everything we've been talking about is the Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit with us, the Holy Spirit helping us. Are you there? It's like there's a well in you. So when you are trying to do something that you are struggling with, you should remember the scripture that the Bible says God is at work in me to will it, to want to do it. Now, Gen Z, you and the masturbation problems, plenty. I was trying to stop. I can't stop. You have believed a lie. You can't stop because the Spirit is in you to will and to do. Are you there? But you have believed the lie, so you have relaxed. You have left it. I'm trying to stop. I cannot stop. Hey, it's your neighbor. Now, as the Spirit is working with you, as he's staying in you, as the river, the water is what should I say, bubbling over in you. Don't you have a borehole at home or a well? That's it. So the well in you. These my people today, dear. I'm going to use. I need a gun. Let me open my slides myself so that I don't have to slow down. Are you there? Yeah. If you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, the well will break out in your life. Are you there? He'll break out. So he's working in you. Working. Then he begins to break out. And that's why Jesus was saying so many things. He says that I'll give you this water and you will never thirst. Amen. Are you enjoying the scriptures? So in John chapter 7 and verse 38, we meet another scripture. He that believes on me, how many of us are believers in Jesus? Can I see your hand if you believe in Jesus? Then this scripture is for you. He says, out of your belly. So this water that has now been, is there, is be flowing. It is now looking for a way to flow out of you. It says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Do you know that even on earth here, we have different water? One day, I remember going to a restaurant somewhere to eat. And they asked me that. We are taking drinks. And then I said, oh, I want water. Then the guy asked me, what type? So for a moment, I was confused. What do you mean by what type of water? Are you asking whether I want sachet water or I want bottled water? That's what you're asking. That's not what they're asking. They're asking you whether you want mineral water, sparkling water, or still water. Lady Pastor Quelle says, or what? Soda water. Oh, soda water is not water, it's a drink. No, but you understand what, you know, so there are different kinds of water, you know. And he says that out of you now, it's going to flow. So this water that is in you, now it begins to flow. Now some of us, we've made our water very still. We have poured blocks into your well. And you have been adding rubbish, so you don't even know that there's a well in you. All kinds of things can go into your well. It's true or it's not true? I used to live in a house that had a well, not a borehole. Please don't do a well by your house. Do a borehole. The borehole is more expensive, but it's far more peaceful. If you do a well, every year you have to get somebody who can enter the well to go and desilt it. And one day, when the guy went in, as he removed the cover, there was a snake line just where the... in the well. Yeah. You see, snakes, they are survivors. So the weather was very hot, and the snake had discovered that when it lies just under the lid there, it's very cool. So I said, wait, so we're drinking the water? Huh. And the snake was entertaining itself at the mouth. Hey! What again did we find in that well? Another year, something died and fell inside. It was a lizard. It had died and fallen inside. Ah, you fetch the water as you are coming to church. There's some... Ah, Claire, why are you looking at my face like, you were in the house at the time. You are looking at my face like you don't remember. Maybe you don't remember. Many years ago, reptile-flavored water. And there are some of us, our well, a reptile has fallen inside. Hey, ask your neighbor, what's lying in your well? What's lying there? Some of you, the cockroaches that you have not killed in that, the cockroaches, they are lying in the well. They are lying. Is that Mavic? Oh, my mother, you are welcome, 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 welcome. Wow. It's so good to see you. What a surprise. Oh, your clapping is not nice. If you don't clap well, she won't come. You're so welcome. Amen. We are happy to see you. Are you in the church? Please ask you, what have you allowed to enter your well? Hey. From that day, I promised myself, I said, well, no. 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 God will help you do a borehole. Hey. The thing has entered. You don't even know it has entered. And I was wondering, so we had been drinking the water, filtering it, bathing with it. The bathing one, we don't filter. We just... Meanwhile, a reptile has fallen inside. Can you please ask your neighbor which reptile has fallen? Reptile flavored. What about if it was a rat? You see, the point I'm trying to make is that if you allow the well to just be there, it won't do anything good. It won't do anything good. If you block it or you just leave it, it's not going to be a good thing. And that's why you need to allow it to well up and become a river and flow out. Amen. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit and He wants to flow out. He wants to flow out. Are you there? Oh, the way that your... Oh, yes, it's coming. It's not so strong. You see, you like the one that you are receiving. Everything is yours. But remember, it cannot continue like that. Tell anybody, it can't continue like that. Hallelujah. And you see, as the water begins to flow, you begin to see things. So that's the figurative thing. That's what Ezekiel was seeing in 47:1 when he says that out of the temple, the water was flowing. So it's not just you, but even out of a church, it must begin to have an influence on the place, on the people who are there. Amen. Oh, I said amen. You know. Now, if you remember, in Ezekiel 47 verse 1, he talks about the temple, and I've related it to us. You see. Tell your neighbor, there are temples and there are tombs. What's the difference? Some of you are looking at me, it's like, what are you saying? There are temples and there are tombs. A temple has a living thing. It's a living thing. A tomb is a living thing that has died. That's inside. Yeah. What's a tomb? And you can be a Christian tomb. I will explain it. You see, a temple, that water is trying to flow. As the water is trying to flow, things are happening today. But if you can only refer to what happened before, you have become a tomb. We learned it from Jesus, oh please. We learned it from Jesus. Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitened sepulchres. It was Jesus who said it. He was talking to people who were very associated with what was the church at the time, which was the synagogue. Before churches came to be churches, everybody worshipped in the synagogue. Even the disciples, after Jesus left, they were in the synagogue until they were pushed out. That's where they were. Are you there? Then he describes it for us. It was a whitened sepulcher. A sepulcher is a tomb. And he says, maybe does NLT or one of the other translations give us something easier to understand? You see, but he gives us the characteristics. He says, you appear beautiful on the outside, on the outside, but inside, you're full of dead men's bones. That's a tomb. And you can be a Christian Hey, Charlie, you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity. And we can be like that as Christians if you find yourself always referring to the past. A tomb holds something that used to be alive, but is now dead. Yeah. Oh, when we were children, when we were students, we were very much on fire. Oh, I used to be the SU president. And I used to fire. You see, are you there? You are saying to say that, oh, I've been there before. What about now? What about now? Please ask your neighbor, what about now? Because a temple is the residence of a living God. Yeah, of a living God. So today too, there's a something. You see. Now, the tomb looks good on the outside. And honestly, every church, everybody looks good on Sunday. Hey, you are very quiet, oh. You are very quiet. Recently, I saw a certain write-up people who are writing up, sometimes you don't know if what they are saying is true or fake, but they were claiming that a certain a priest who had been jailed was the one who wrote it, you know. And he had been jailed because he had been found to have been something, you know. Uh-huh. So he had written something and this thing was published or put out there. But you see, it means that as this person was doing, he would come to church in his glorious robes. And the robes, Charlie, you know, when you see it, you respect. It's not we charismatics, we come wearing anything that looks like anything. But church is very quiet. Some of us who came from Anglican and Catholic backgrounds will tell you that you respect, it was so easy. And the reason was because of how the person looked, you see. Are you there? And even now, there are people among us. How you look, we respect you because you just look. But what's inside? What's inside? What's inside? And if the inside is just what is past, then that's a tomb. A tomb is a place that's full of memories rather than the presence. And I need you to, for a moment, pause and ask yourself, exactly where am I right now? Am I the temple of the living God and is the water flowing from me? Or are all my references to what has been? What has been? Memories of the old. What's happening now? It's a question that you need to answer yourself and to decide that, hey, the river has to start to flow. And that's why we're talking about it. Amen? A church, the idea is never to condemn, but we must also speak the truth. And then you correct it. Amen? So if you used to be wild in your SHS days, and today, by the grace of God, you are 42 years old, but nothing is happening. It's time for you to correct yourself. It's time for you to correct. And it is always easier to receive the correction from the pulpit than to receive it face to face. Hey. The way some of you are looking at me, I don't even know what to say again. No. 15 years ago, you were an avid soul winner. But today, dear, Charlie, is my boss, my money, my this, my... You see, so all your examples are from that time. Yeah, tell your neighbor a good example of something that happened last week. Let's continue. Hey, I used to pray. What about now? What about now? What about now? What about now? Oh, you know, since I had the children that God has given to you as a blessing, you have now allowed it to make a mummy out of you. You know what a mummy is? A mummy. Hey, I've been mummified, okay? Some of you have been watching films about what? There are such films. When the mummy came alive and it came, that's a mummy. So it's a dead thing, then they have wrapped it in a lot of something, cloth, and then it's just there, step, but it's like a human being. It's like a human. You can see that it was a human being. It's not good enough. You see, life changes, and I think I've shared it before, and I said change with it. Change with it, but it must always flow. It must always flow. So it's not that you will be doing things in, how should I explain this? Let's just put it, the river must always have a way to flow. Yeah. It must always continue to flow. So maybe some years ago, you were an anointed instrumentalist. When you sit behind the instruments, Charlie, the power, they flow. Now you are in a place in life. Charlie, even The last time you managed to get a chance to hold an instrument, you can't even remember. No problem, but you have moved on to something. I don't know if you get the point. So the river is still flowing. You have moved on. You have moved on to something. So it's still flowing. Maybe it's no longer from an instrument, but maybe it's from a mic. Yeah. Maybe it's just, I know a guy, Charlie, he just made up his mind that, look, this job that he has, if he follows it, he'll be an unbeliever. So he just made up his mind. Everywhere that he goes, he's preaching the gospel. Everywhere that he goes. Because he's realized that my timing cannot fall into anything. It's a very some way job. He's on the road. Okay, everywhere that I am. Everywhere that I am, every town, every corner, it will flow. Yeah, it will flow. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. It will flow, you see. Are you there? Rather than to say, oh, I used to be a dancing star. What about now? What about now? So when you look at the now, if you're not dancing, you should be doing something else, which is at least as much, if not more. But if it is that you have moved from dancing star to sitting star, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. No matter who you are, you have an ability. The river should flow. I have another friend who had a lot of health challenges, and at the peak of the challenge, she was bound to her house for 6 years. For 6 years, she was in her house because she was 100% dependent on oxygen. And they used to buy the oxygen in the whatever. So she was in her house, yeah, and the cables were running through the house. She could be anywhere in her house, but at a point, she couldn't even go out. It was too risky. Are you there? For 6 years. Now, this is somebody who also had the river in her. And she just decided that, okay, if I cannot go out, I have an outlet. And she just sat on her, her YouTube page, created a channel. Oh, Charlie. She was just flowing. Just flowing. And every week she would send a message out. You see, you may not listen to him because you didn't need it, but there were people who were listening. Yes, there were people who were listening. So one day her husband went to sit behind her channel and he began to just look at where the comments were coming from. And the comments were coming from all over the world. And he told his wife, he said, you have touched more people. In these days that you are stuck here, you have reached more people than when everything was working and you were moving around. Yeah. So please ask your neighbor, what's your excuse? What's your excuse? Because media, I would have thought, by this time, you'd have said, soon I'll be seeing my maker. Let me just manage to say that. No. She was rather ministering to people. Am I talking to somebody in the church? Please ask the neighbor on the other side, what's your excuse? Is it that you don't have any? You don't have any excuse. You don't have any. Whatever the situation is, there is a way to move out. There's a way. I find Christians who are in places like India that they don't allow them to openly share they will find a way. They will find a way. Am I talking to some Christians in the house? You know, sometimes I fear for us. I say, hey, Lord, we have so much freedom. Ghana is one of the few countries in the world. You'll be surprised how preaching is shutting down across the world. Even in the U.S., you cannot preach freely. Oh, try it and see. Stand on a train and go and preach. By the time you get to the next stop, they are waiting for you. Even there, people are preaching. Ghana, you can take your old chop box, carry it to the junction here, put it in the middle of the road. You are even disturbing traffic. Stand on it and start shouting, Jesus is the Son. You finish your preaching, cry. It'll be how. Please, you collect the offering too. Am I talking to somebody? What I'm saying, is it true or is it not true? Anywhere, you can get your loudspeaker and you can just decide that here is where I want to put it. And I'm putting it here every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And from 7 to 8:30, it will make noise. People will be frowning at you, but you will do exactly what you want. What excuse do we have? When we get to heaven, how are we going to compare against people who, if they had preached, they would have been jailed? Meanwhile, they were trying. Then we had total freedom. We have used the total freedom to rather be filling holes and stopping cars to give us money. That's what we have used the freedom to do. Have you seen that you are looking at your faces? Tell your neighbor, see your face. Tell your neighbor, see your face. Hey, we rather should be wild. Yeah. And the unbelievers are very wild. Oh, you have not seen it, eh? I don't think you go down the right roads. There are some roads when you go down in the night. It's not they who are shy. You will be shy. As we go down the road, they are not shy. Who is shy? You are shy. One night, somebody was flagging down my car. It was my own church member. Serious, oh. It was before your time, Pastor Dennis. So when I looked, I said, hey. It was my church member, boldly standing on the roadside, ready with her, this thing. She was looking, soliciting for the night. Let me say, well, if I'd asked you, let us go and look for souls. You say that, oh, my mother has called me. My stomach is paining me. I'm giving the excuses some of you have. I'm very busy. I'm working. But to strip and go and stand there, you are able. I'm talking to some of you who are in this church. You're able to strip and go and do other things. But you're not able to allow the river to flow. It's ending now. Am I talking to someone in the church or I'm talking to myself? Are you there? The unbelievers are very bold. They will open their music. You, when you have yours, then you just put it in your ear. No, I don't want to disturb. What are you talking about? We are a nation of noisemakers. Where is your noise? Eh? The churches are making too much noise because you are quiet. Yay, mercy. I feel like ending the preaching. Yeah. Are you there or you have traveled? I said the unbelievers, sometimes when we are here, this place, they will open the thing and they'll be disturbing. So that's why when we are disturbing. You can't tell me I'm disturbing. You cannot tell me you are disturbing. Insofar as you have not gone to a funeral ground to go and tell them that they are disturbing, you cannot tell us we are disturbing. The country is here for only you. It's for all of us. Me to mine someday inside. Hey, tell your neighbor, the country is for all of us. So, and if they can make noise, we can also make noise. Hey. The church has become very quiet. Hey, but it's the time people want to sleep. Don't start. When you are making noise, I want to pray. But you make noise. So what do I care that you want to sleep? Hey, Pastor, what are you saying? Are you not a Christian? My river is flowing. I said, give me room for my river to flow. Excuse me, allow my river to flow. Excuse me. Recently, I was sitting on a plane and a certain bushman who was sitting on the plane, he took his phone. Holy Ghost, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have insulted him. I'm sorry. He took his phone. Then he had downloaded his own whatever. I mean, the plane had its whatever. It had its films, blah, blah, blah. But he has done his own downloading. Then he didn't use earpiece, so. There was just one seat between us. Then he has opened what he's watching. Then I said, yay, Lord, forgive me. I didn't download mine. Yeah. There will be a match on this flight. Eh? Boot for boot. Christian like I am, in my house, I would just use Wi-Fi. So I hadn't downloaded. I said, I'm going to look for my own show. I'll download. One for one. We'll be with music. And I'm man, I'm DNO. Because we don't do that. You are supposed to have your personal something as you are sitting there. You see. But I'm just saying, please, I'm not saying we should be lawless. I'm simply saying that the unbelievers are just so... Wait, I've even forgotten to tell you what pained me most. Do you know what pained me most? You see, we had struggled, we had suffered over that flight, we had waited. So when we sat down, then the man asked me that, oh, please, do you have an iPhone charger? The man used my phone, my charger, to charge his phone, which he now used to disturb me on the flight. I said, Christian brother or sister, you'd have said, oh, my phone is dying. We are two baby. But this guy who wanted to play his unbeliever something, he asked me for a phone, a phone charger, Christian as I am. I gave him the charger and he used it to charge. Only for him to now open the... ask your neighbor, where is your river? Where is your river? Let me quickly fly, I tell you. The river of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you 4 points. The river brings life. The river brings life. This morning, I think some people, their river was flowing as they were singing, as they were doing film, as they were dancing. So we just felt blessed. That's all. We're just blessed. The river brings healing. The river will bring a great harvest of souls into the First Love Church. The river brings prosperity. Hallelujah. I won't have time to preach on all of them. So let me just pick the first one, that the river brings life. The river brings life. Amen. Everywhere that the river flows, life comes up. Amen. Look at Ezekiel, the same Ezekiel 47. It says from in verse 8, he's telling us that the river flows, tells us that it's going through the desert. Now, in verse 9, it says there will be swarms of living things. You see, it tells us the water, just a moment, the bottom of verse 8 says, the waters of the stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. Are you there? The Dead Sea is a kind of sea. It's an actual sea that they call the Dead Sea. It's in Israel. I've seen it before. And it's incredible. You cannot sink in it. You cannot drown. Yeah, you cannot drown. If you go and lie there, you can't even swim. You float. Why? Because it is a very salty sea. They say that it has 30% salt. Yeah. The salt in your body, if you have tears and you lick it, it's salty. It's what percent? It's about 0.8 or something. I don't think it's even 1% salt. But it has 8%. You can open your eyes in the Dead Sea. It's at the lowest point. The people doing the slides, you don't know the slides. It's at the lowest point of the earth, 440 meters below sea level. Everything floats. If you have a wound or a cut, when you enter it, it will sting you. Yeah. Are you there? And it's too dead for anything to live in it. And yet, when fresh water begins to flow, things begin to come alive. Yeah. That's what Ezekiel 47 is telling us in verse 9. It says that as it begins to flow through, things begin to come alive. So it's an actual sea. Everything there is dead. Amen. Are you in the church this morning? Now, let me take you to some of the places where your river needs to flow. Ask your neighbor, are you ready for your river to flow? Yeah. If you are in school, it must flow in your classroom. Yeah, it must flow in your classroom. If you are by somebody who goes to school, ask them, do your mates even know that you are a Christian? Yay, it's the question. Yeah? You are the naughtiest girl or naughtiest boy in the class. That's all they know about you. They don't even know that you are a Christian. Are you there? Yeah. You see, God deliberately puts you in a place to expecting your river to affect things. Yeah, that's what he's expecting. This morning, I was sharing the first service. I remembered a true story from Yonggi Cho's church. Yonggi Cho used to be the pastor of the world's largest church, over some 1 point something million people. In one church, quite apart from his branches. And he tells the story of one of their elders who got sick. You see, he said, this man, very prayerful man, he's one of his best pastors, had a lot of people, I mean, was always winning souls, and the guy fell ill. They prayed, and the guy was not getting well. So eventually he had to go to the hospital. Now, when he went to the hospital, they admitted him, you know, in the hospital. And the guy was there, they kept praying. Now one day as he was lying there, the nurse came by. You know, many of us don't know that South Korea, it used to be a Buddhist country. Yeah. And even today, there's still quite some Buddhism there. But at that time, it was very widespread. Now, the nurse came, he could see from her face that all was not well. And he began to talk to her. And as he began to talk to her, Charlie, he led her to Christ. She gave her life to Christ. Then the doctor came. Hey, led him to Christ. By the time this guy had been there for just some short space of time, everybody working on that floor had received Christ. He got well and he was discharged. You can see that God had planted him there. God has planted you somewhere. What is happening because in that place where he has planted you? That classroom that he gave you, what is happening there? Are you in the church? What about your hostel for those of you who are students? Do your roommates even know that you are a Christian? Or you have hidden it? When you are reading your Bible, you hide it under the pillow, then you'll be opening the pillow. Somebody said, oh, you know that what I'm saying is real. Because you say, oh, they'll laugh at me. They'll only laugh at you because you are not making enough sound. Your river is not flowing. What about your workplace? Please, if you are by somebody who's a worker, respectfully, and I add respectfully, ask, please, do they know that you're a Christian? Does your boss know? Does your boss know? You see, sometimes because of the noise they make, you think that they'll laugh at you. And truly, that's how it appears. But I tell you, when they are in need, they will call you. I said, when they are in need, they will call you. My husband and myself, when we were working somewhere, and they used to say that we are mad. To believe God the way we believe God, we are mad. Are you there? And I remember one of my workmates that I invited to church, and he came, and today he's a bishop in the church. But when he started coming, somebody went to see me and told him that, you, don't follow John and Patrick, oh, they are not well, they are mad. Yeah. So this is what they used to say about us in our workplace. Anyway, one day, one of our number became the new boss. And we were living in a place where, Charlie, hey, you people, you don't know medicine, eh? That they do people. Every day you are worrying the elders in the church is your last. Because you don't know your country well. Are you there? Tell your neighbor that every part of the country, someday, every part of this our country, someday, everywhere. Now, this part of the country where we were, they were experts at it. Oh, come on. They were experts at it. So this, my friend, when he now became the boss, he didn't quickly rush to go and, you know, take his place. Anyway, there was a car that was assigned to that position. So he told his driver to go for the car. So the driver went for the car. And he opened the car like any good driver. You want to inspect the engine. And there in the engine was a dried frog that had been sellotaped to. Somebody is saying, what does it mean? You be there asking me, what does it mean? Hey! The guy realized that, Charlie, his fears are real. I want to ask you who you think he called. Who do you think he called? Is it not the mad people? Is it not the mad people? That's why I'm telling you that if they are laughing at you in the office, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. When the person's marriage begins to shake, I need this river to flow in my house. When his father is not well, he'll come and call you. Yeah. So let your river flow. Tell your neighbor, let your river flow. Let your river flow. Let your river flow. What about your home? Is the river flowing there? Some of you are Christian. There's a crisis in the house. They don't call you because your river, they have not seen it. Every day you are quarreling. Every day your mouth, yabby, something. But let your river flow. It is true. I'm telling you a true thing. Hey, but I'm a child in the house. I said, let your river flow. Let your river flow. Are you there? There was a crisis in my home one time. And I went to share. I was a Christian. I became a believer maybe like 4 months before. One of the few scriptures I knew was Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And Charlie, my parents were very worried. And I told them that I know this scripture. And I quoted it for them. Be anxious for nothing. But by what? Prayer. Supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to the Lord, to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will fill your heart and mind. When I finished quoting, my mother asked me, that, so where is that scripture? And I opened the Bible for her. And we prayed. Before the following morning, the situation had resolved. Yeah. Where is your river? Ask your neighbor, where is your river? Where is your river? He said, every day my parents are quarreling. They are quarreling because you who has the river, you have put a dam there. You have dammed your water. Please, I didn't say you should go and teach your mother or father anything. That's the one. I didn't send you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Your river is flowing. Start the praying. Your river is flowing. Start to encourage your parents. Don't go and join the quarrel. Who are you? When they were meeting, were you there? When they were making you, were you there? Did they ask your permission before they became parents? Are you in the church? I'm talking to some people in the church. I said, let the river flow in your home. My husband is too cantankerous. He's cantankerous because your river has not flowed enough. My wife, she's a witch. It is because you have used your wizardry to go and get her. The church has become very quiet in this life. Oh. Am I talking to somebody? Ask your neighbor, where is your river? Where is your river? Where's your river? You see, have you not noticed that most of the time we just enter into the fleshliness and we try to deal with the thing? Stop. Today, let your river, let it flow. Let your river flow. Let your river flow. Let your river flow. You have a child. Sometimes you wonder, this child, is this child from God or from the devil? Let your river flow and stop asking foolish questions that have no answers. You are looking at me. You have not met such a child before. Eh? If you meet one, you understand the problem. But I'm saying, let your river flow. Let your river flow. Am I talking to somebody? This is my favorite. The next one. Let the river flow out of your social media. I'm coming to stand here. I have been watching some of my dancing stars. Where is your river? Is the music proper? Or it's not proper? Then when we come and say it, you know what they do? Then they go and block us. You can block me all you want. God can see. Hey, the church has become very quiet. Shabaya. Is it flow? No, because you are dancing on the social media. So what are you dancing to? And what's the message that you have put there? What music have you put there? Your TikTok page, you have blocked your shepherds from it. The blocking alone is a sign. Hey, please, if you are a shepherd in the house, take your phone and after service, check all your people. When you cannot see them, that's a sign to you. That's a sign to you. Because if what you put there was allowing your river to flow, you would have left it there. The reason you have blocked them is because you are a double-tongued snake that is sitting here as if you are a Christian. It's only the tongue that has got there. The snake has got two tongues. Hey. You have dressed up, you have come to church, you have come to sit down, it's like a nice guy. They complete Delilah that is sitting in the house. Complete Delilah, just flooring the brothers. Yeah. No, allow me to say, it is a church of young people, so allow me to say it. Because what I'm saying is real. What I'm saying is real. I used to think that Delilah was a strange woman. The Bible describes a strange woman, a person with a certain kind of clothing, a person with a certain kind of behavior. I have realized that it is not like that. Delilah comes to church. Delilah looks as if butter will not melt in her mouth. Delilah looks as if she is just... Meanwhile, the thing that distinguishes Delilah from all the other women is that she's a killer of the ministry. By the time she's done with you, your ministry is dead. Suddenly, you are very quiet. Are you there? Meanwhile, you are here. Meanwhile, you are here. May the river of the Holy Ghost flow. We will smoke you out. We will smoke you out. Tell anybody that if it's you, please release the spirit. Let it go today and let it go. Because in fact, am I talking to somebody in the church? Yeah. That's what the river is for. Allow it to flow. What is stopping you from using your social media page to be a blessing? Who stops you? Amy, I was waiting for when I'll get a microphone. Who has told you that you get a microphone? The day you get a microphone, cry, you don't remember what to say. Because the one that's in front of you, cry, you are not using it. Are you there? Have you not noticed that there are some people, you like their social media page? That every time you go and see them, they say you are uplifted, you are encouraged. I mean, you are just, you know, it's just a nice place to go. Then some people, you know them, but you don't read their pages. Mercy. Is our river going to flow? Are you going to affect people by your river? You see, when we are going out, some of you say that, oh, I'm too shy to go out. But you have so many things that a shy person can use. Amen. Oh, yeah, we are quiet. I don't enjoy it. Yeah. I've already told you about my friend who was preaching on her page. Yeah. That's what she could do. At the time, she couldn't even go to church. Because the service will last, if you last more than 1 minute, more than 2 hours, her oxygen is finished. Yeah, the can was just 2 hours supply. If she's caught in traffic, she's dead. Am I talking to somebody? Use what you have. God gave you a gift. God gave you a something. Let the Spirit flow on that. You may think it's nothing, but it's something. That is something. Give me the next slide, please. Let it flow when you're out in town. When you're out in town. When I see this one, it's my business people I think about. Let the Spirit flow in your business. Amen. Let it flow in your business. Sometimes you are doing something logically, it makes sense, but the Holy Spirit is saying no. Receive the no. Then an idea comes. The idea is like, it's a very, what idea is that? But you follow it and it's an open door. Hallelujah. Let the river flow in the taxis, in the troskis, in the trotros. In Ghana, we used to preach everywhere. Nowadays, we don't preach anywhere. We can see that the devil is taking over our nation. So when you get into the trotsky, you just talk. Amen. And finally, let the river flow out of the church. Let the river flow out of the church. We would not have done well if all we do is to come and sit here. One of my favorite services in the week is this one. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is one of my favorite services. But we would not have done well if all we do is to come and be happy with ourselves. Are you there? That, oh, we enjoy ourselves. We enjoy. It's okay to enjoy them. But after you've enjoyed them, let the river flow. Let the river flow. That's what we are trying to do. That's why we are saying 25th, 26th. Let us go and let's go and look for some. You too. Take part. Be inside. Your river has to flow. We can't just be here being happy. Then when the master comes and he asks, I say, oh, we used to go to church every Sunday. We used to sing. The choir was very nice. Today I was looking at the choirs. I was just enjoying them. When I saw the spike nuts, I said, hey, yeah. You know, we're just enjoying. But it cannot just end here. Tell me if I can't end here. It can't end here. No, otherwise we have missed it. One of the things that has killed many churches, keeping the river water inside. You don't allow it to flow. It has to go out. And that's why we're doing what we are doing this month. And my prayer is that you are going to take part. They are not going to exclude yourself. Some of you are already excluding yourself from so much. Tell everybody, the excuses are enough. Let's be part of what's going on. I want you to stand to your feet and I want you to pray. I know the points were four. I've only done one, but Charlie, that's what I have time to do now. But I want you to just pray. And your prayer must be that, Lord, check your river. Maybe that's what I want to say. Check your river. There's so many of us in this service. You live like an unbeliever. I want you to check your river. Is my river flowing at all? Especially if your river is not flowing at home, your river outside is useless. Yeah. At home, you are like another being. Like another something. You want to talk to the Lord this morning. I will say, Lord, let my river begin to flow in the house.
Let it begin to flow
in my workplace. Today I ask you to remove all the things for me, the things I put in the way. I've not allowed my river to flow. Lord, today I remove them. I want you to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord.
Help us, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let the river flow. Let everything that's been an impediment, Lord, everything that has damned it from flowing. Father, today I come before you.
Lift your voice.
We come before you, O God, examining ourselves, Lord. And we realize that true, it is not flowing. So we pray. So we ask, Lord, that you will help us. You will help us, O God, that the river will flow. That, Lord, will be an impact. We'll make an impact, Lord, in our classrooms, in the workplaces, through the social media. Father, today we ask, lift your voice and begin to pray. Ask the Lord, that, Lord, help me. Help me make the river flow. Help me, Lord. I cannot do this on my own. But Lord, I'm asking for grace. I'm asking for help. That Lord, the river of the Holy Spirit will flow from today and forever. Do not keep silent. Pray and ask the Lord that, Father, help me. Help me, Lord. Let the river flow. It has not flowed for so long, for years, for months, for weeks, for
days.
But we ask, Lord, but we pray, oh God, that it will flow from now, from this moment. Mande ripa le badadia mano masande dibre badia na mi no no no. Itu antane mane ripa rianda le bene mekoni ante. It will flow. Let it flow. Mantani ano se iprantani meno no se ipranda neveni mende iprantoni mana nende hila manias. Oh my God, my Lord.
Like a river that has overflowed.
It's still part of our prayer.
Like a river that has overflowed. Come and fill our hearts right now. Like a river
Pastor Russell's key so he can sing it. Like a river. Find Pastor Russell's key. Brother, sing it to help them.
River that is so.
It's a very simple song, like a river that has overflowed. Ah, it's even worse.
Like a river that has overflowed. Like a river that has overflowed.
That your river is not flowing, or you know that the flow of your river has slowed down, just where you are standing, just lift your hands where you are and just pray, Lord, let the river begin to flow. Let it flow one more time. You are there. You are saying that it used to be stronger. You are there. You are saying, I used to do more. I've slowed down. Lord, it's not that I don't believe in you, but things have overtaken me. Lift up your right hand and you're just saying, Lord, see my hand. And I'm just saying, have mercy on me. Show me how to let this river flow again, Lord. Even in this, my situation that I'm in, show me how. Show me what to do. Show me what next to do, Lord. Father, we just pray, oh God, that you will help us. I thank you for each one that's lifted their hands up to say, Lord, the river used to be stronger. And Lord, they are yearning for that strong river again. Lord, show them. Show them in exactly, show us where we are now, in our lives now, in our situation now. How can the river flow? Father, show it to us. Show it to us. Show it to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those around us will be helped, will be blessed, oh God, because of us. I thank you because I know that you have heard us and that our rivers are being released today to flow. And we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. And we thank you so much that it is happening now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the saints shall say, amen and amen. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here today and you felt that the preaching, it didn't even really minister to you because you realize that it's Jesus that I need. I've not even started there yet. Today, you want to give your life to Jesus. That's the beginning of the flow. Yes. And so as you are here, you are not sure of your stand with the Lord. I want you to just lift up your hand. Let every head be bowed and every eye closed. You are here. You are not sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are not here. I'm not talking about whether you are righteous or not. That's not what we are discussing here. Is your name in Jesus' book? Have you given your life to him? Has he written your name in his book? That's what we are discussing. You are here. You are not sure, but you want to be sure. Just lift up your right hand. We are going to pray together. And if you've lifted your hand, just come to me. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Just come. Just come and receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Just come. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. I see your hands. Just come. Don't worry about anybody. Just come. God bless you. 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 Just come, because you are saying, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I want to be sure. I want to be sure. I want to give my life. It doesn't matter your age. You are here. You have heard the message. It's time for you to come. It's time for you to come. As you are here this morning, I want you to pray this prayer after me. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Come, my brother, as a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. And I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.